Good morning. It's April 15th, and this is your daily brief in science. Here's everything you need to know. In a remarkable celebration of innovation and hope in the fight against cancer, French-Canadian scientist Michel Sadelain and American immunologist Carl June have been honored with the prestigious Breakthrough Prize in Los Angeles for their pioneering work in programming immune cells to combat cancer. This accolade, often referred to as the Oscars of science, not only shines a spotlight on their significant achievements, but also carries a $3 million award, underscoring its importance with a monetary value surpassing that of the Nobel Prize. At the heart of this recognition is the development of CAR-T therapy, a revolutionary treatment spearheaded by Sadelain's research. This therapy has demonstrated remarkable efficacy against certain blood cancers, including lymphoma, certain leukemias, and myeloma, transforming the lives of patients who previously had little to no hope. The joy expressed by Sadelain in witnessing the life-saving potential of CAR-T cells underscores the profound impact of their work. However, the journey is far from over. One of the primary challenges now is to make this groundbreaking treatment more accessible by reducing its high cost, though it is generally covered by insurance. The ceremony also highlighted other monumental scientific achievements, such as the development of effective drugs for cystic fibrosis and the identification of genetic causes of Parkinson's disease, showcasing a broad spectrum of advancements in medical science. Looking to the future, Sadelain is optimistic about extending the application of CAR-T therapy to other types of cancer, signaling an ambitious effort to further the reach of this life-altering treatment. The awards ceremony, held at the Oscars Museum in Los Angeles and attended by a constellation of tech giants and celebrities, was not just a celebration of scientific achievement, but a testament to the ongoing quest for knowledge and the betterment of human health. In a groundbreaking study that could redefine our understanding of human connection, researchers at Ruhr University Bochum in Germany have unveiled compelling evidence on the power of touch. Led by Julian Packheiser, the team's meta-analysis synthesizes data from 137 studies involving nearly 13,000 volunteers, making it one of the most comprehensive investigations into the effects of touch on well-being to date. The research meticulously combined findings across a broad spectrum of participants, ranging from newborns to adults, to assess the impact of touch interventions on physical and mental health. The analysis reveals that touch, whether from familiar individuals or healthcare professionals, significantly enhances well-being. This includes interventions like hugging and massages, which were found to be particularly effective in alleviating symptoms of depression and anxiety, as well as reducing physical pain. Interestingly, the benefits of touch interventions were more pronounced among patient groups compared to healthy volunteers, highlighting the therapeutic potential of touch in medical settings. The study also ventured into the realm of technology, evaluating the effects of robot massages. While these were beneficial for physical well-being, their impact on mental health was notably less pronounced. This extensive body of research not only confirms the positive effects of touch across different stages of life, but also emphasizes the importance of consensual touch in promoting stress relief and overall health. In an era where digital communication predominates, these findings serve as a poignant reminder of the irreplaceable value of human touch. In a surprising turn of events, the type AH5N1 bird flu, previously known for affecting bird populations, has made a leap to cattle, marking a concerning development in the spread of infectious diseases. This outbreak has now impacted over 24 dairy herds across 8 U.S. states, a first in the detection of this virus in cattle, leading to a significant response from both the agricultural and health sectors. The situation first came to light in the spring of 2024 when dairy farmers in California noticed a decrease in milk production, a symptom later attributed to the avian influenza affecting their cattle. This outbreak has not only affected cattle but has also spread to a variety of mammals and chickens, with cases reported in Texas and Michigan, signaling the virus's ability to jump across species. In response to the outbreak, state authorities have taken decisive action by initiating cattle import restrictions and advising livestock managers to minimize cattle movement. These measures aim to prevent further spread of the disease, while efforts to monitor for sick birds and mammals and remove potential sources of infection are underway. Amidst these developments, there's a heightened concern among officials and experts about the virus's potential to evolve and pose a more significant health risk to humans. The widespread and prolonged nature of this outbreak has raised alarms about the potential for the virus to recombine and pose a greater threat, particularly in swine populations. In an effort to contain the disease, the United States' largest egg producer has temporarily halted operations after detecting bird flu in its chickens. Despite this, they assure that there is no risk to the eggs currently in the market, and no eggs have been recalled. Meanwhile, health officials have noted an uptick in raw milk sales despite federal warnings against consuming or selling raw milk products from affected cows. They emphasize that only properly handled and cooked dairy and eggs are safe, but caution that the situation is evolving, and there is still much to be learned about the virus. A recent study from Dartmouth College has cast a spotlight on a pressing environmental health issue: the presence of forever chemicals in popular seafood consumed in New Hampshire. This investigation has uncovered alarming levels of per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS, in marine species that are staples on many dinner tables. The study meticulously analyzed various marine species, finding that shrimp and lobster carry the highest concentrations of PFAS. Other seafood such as cod, haddock, salmon, scallop, and tuna also showed significant levels of these chemicals. This discovery is particularly concerning given the absence of established guidelines for PFAS consumption through seafood, leaving consumers, especially vulnerable populations like pregnant women and children, at an undefined risk. PFAS exposure is linked to a range of serious health issues, including cancer, fetal abnormalities, high cholesterol, and disruptions to thyroid, liver, and reproductive functions. Despite these risks, the lack of regulatory benchmarks for safe PFAS levels in seafood consumption highlights a critical gap in public health protections. The findings, published in the journal Exposure and Health, underscore the urgent need for public health guidelines that specifically address PFAS exposure through seafood. The study's call to action aims not just to mitigate the risks for those in New Hampshire with high seafood diets, but also to prompt a broader awareness and regulatory response to the pervasive issue of PFAS contamination. In a groundbreaking development for brain cancer treatment, a recent study in the USA has shown promising results in battling glioblastoma, one of the most aggressive and challenging brain tumors to treat. Published in the New England Journal of Medicine, this study introduces a novel CAR-T therapy, marking a potential shift in the fight against this formidable disease. The research centered on an innovative approach, injecting modified cells directly into the brain. This phase 1 clinical trial is notable for its combination of CAR-T cells with bispecific antibodies, aiming at a more effective targeting of the heterogeneous cell populations that characterize solid tumors. The initial outcomes were remarkable, with the first 3 patients experiencing significant tumor reductions shortly after treatment. However, these successes were tempered by the observation of tumor progression over time. The study's lead, Proffern Dr. Stephanie Combs, underscores the preliminary nature of these findings and the necessity for further investigation. The current focus is on enhancing the longevity of the therapy's results, with ongoing efforts to refine and improve this approach. Despite the eventual tumor progression in patients, the rapid initial response to the treatment signals a significant breakthrough. This pioneering study not only demonstrates the potential of combining CAR-T cell technology with bispecific antibodies, but also highlights the urgent need for more extensive trials. The aim is to establish a more durable treatment method for glioblastoma, potentially transforming the outlook for patients afflicted with this devastating disease. This has been your daily brief in science. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.